Blog Talk Radio.
Break away. Franklin, he named her Queen blues. So you got to understand rock and roll. So Al Green, you name the name that came through Chicago, Jackson Five, he was a promoter. Not only a promoter, he helped people get homes and people were losing their business. He put the money up. WVON 1450 on your radio dial. I think Brother Dale, his son, Melanie's daughter, Patrice, his daughter, and all the family, and his wife, Lovey. God bless you. Lovey stood strong. And Lovey said he did enough. I just want to say to you this morning, there's no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. I'm praying for you, Muriel, and I'm praying for you, Sister Asian, that lost their mother. And I've been praying. Sometimes the loss that was lost in Sister Pearl family and the loss in Mary Hawkins family, I want to tell y'all there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Get ready to receive the healing that God got for you. Get ready to open the door that God got for you. And more that you give, God gonna give back to you. I just want to let you know that. I don't care how you cry, whatever you give as you see, God gonna give it back to you. This is getting ready for this is Mars. It's time for you to plant your seed, give your donation, give plant that this is my seed for my healing. This is the seed for my new house. This is the seed for my family to come together. This is the seed for my healing. It's March. It's time for you to plant the seed of faith. It's time for you to plant your seed of what you're going to do for God. I wish I had somebody that said, I want to plant a seed of strength. With all the killing and the war that's going on over in the Middle East, over in Russia, God is still in control. Give love. For God so loved the world, he gave his own God's son. That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have life. Give your best. Your faith. Give God. You can't beat God, did you? I believe what I'm saying. You can't beat him. Whatever going on in your life, God is able to bring you up to par. God is able to deliver you to that rightful place. I've been praying with many of you. I've been praying, and as we pray, sometimes we can't stand a blessing. We get blessing, we get Africa. Like Bishop Moses said, you get $2 over your meal ticket, you don't want to speak to nobody. And then you wonder why you don't get blessed. Because you ain't let go and let God. You ain't made your mind up. You know, it reminded me this morning when the man was down, the priest passed him by. Everybody passed him by. But the good Samaritan picked the man up, carried him to the inn, and paid for his lodging. And gave the people when he get up and paid for him. Sometimes you got to give, shake down, press together, run it over. You don't see where it's coming. But God bless you. I want to motivate you. I'm going to let you know the Bible is real. The word of God is real. But revelation knowledge, God gives you by being obedient. God gives you revelation knowledge by you walking with him. And when you walk with God, you're going to receive revelation knowledge. When you walk with God, you're going to receive a breakthrough. When you walk with God, doors closed will open up. So I'm asking you this morning, as I pray for the sick, those that are lost, those that are all messed up and crossed up, and those that are jealous, envy, and then separate themselves from God. And I'm going to tell you, you got to get close to God for God to bless you. This morning, this Sunday morning, this is March. It's cold in one part of the country, snowing in one part, and fires all over. I had prophecy. I was sitting in some of the stuff happening in my prophecy, and I gave it out last Sunday. But I'm praying for the families that lost loved ones and those that don't know what to do. That's the working of Satan. That's the working of the devil to keep you confused. that keep your mind messed up, but you won't be able to focus on the Word of God. And I'm praying for you right in Chicago. I'm praying for you, Anna Catherine, right down in Birmingham, Alabama. Maurice in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm praying for you, Gail in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm praying for those that in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia. Rose in Atlanta, Georgia. Tina in Atlanta, Georgia. Brother Thomas in Atlanta, Georgia. Sister Lisa in Georgia. Brother Joe in Atlanta, Georgia. There's no secret what God can do for you quick, fast, and somebody was a bishop in a hurry. God wants to give something to you, man. But it seems like you won't let go and let God. It seems like you're still trying to run God business. And you can't run God business. You got to let God run his own business. You mad, you upset. I'm not mad at what Putin's doing, because God said hi and look low. All them people he's killing and bombing, I'm not deterred by that, because God says it's him. Step back, Bishop. I'm going to fight this battle. Exodus 14:14, read it. You got a battle and you can't win it. You can't win it by yourself. You got a battle with diseases. You got a battle this morning. You can't win that battle by yourself. You got to have God to step in and fight that battle for you. It's a battle between good and evil. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 365 days a year. God is working in your behalf. Step back and let God heal you. Step back and let God give you what you need. All the silver, all the gold belongs to God. And I decree this morning a debt-free home. I decree a healing from any diseases. I claim to heal the cataracts, tumor, high blood, low blood, whatever you got. The angel Raphael will come and heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. And get ready. This is the harvest month. This is the month to plant the seed. If your fist closed, the team nothing. You got the seed, but it's in your fist. You got to let it out. Once you let it out, and once you plant that seed, good God Almighty, God's going to give you what you want. You know, we used to plant seed, we put them in the ground. We said, oh, this is going to bring a lot of corn. This is going to bring a lot of okra. This is going to bring, because you already spoke the word. And just like God wants to bless you this morning, quick, fast, and in a hurry, get ready for God to bless you. Get ready to receive the anointing God got on your life. God got a special calling on your life this morning. And you wonder why things happen. I got a scripture I'm going to read after a while. But I want to tell you Sunday morning with the bishop, and I just want to share a breakthrough for you. All that's going on, don't be upset. It's all as well. Because God said that he's going to bless who blessed him. So God didn't really to give you the step to the next level. And when you get ready for God to bless you, you're able to bless and come out. See, the good Samaritan, the priest came by, politician came by, the nun came by. They let the man lay on the ground. But the good Samaritan came by, gave the man some water, fed the man, picked him up, and kept his hotel. So here's the money for his hotel room, and whenever he get out, give him this hand. God got you doing the same thing. He's blessing you right now. And it seems like he opened a door for you right now. Mary's been reading the 23rd number of Psalm all the month. And we ain't going to stop it. Stop reading it the month of March. We have her to read the 23rd number of Psalm all the way from the city of David, they tell me. From Detroit, they said. Detroit is the city of David. Then they said that. Father Black came from Mississippi to Detroit. And when they got to Detroit, they worked on the assembly line. And they made more money than they ever made in the world. So Detroit really is a black city, you know. And I want to tell you, lots of good things come out of Detroit, you know. When you talk about all the different things come out of Detroit, all that. We got Sister Mary. God bless you this morning. Mary, before you read, I want you to give me a testimony, and then going to read. I've been praying for your family. I don't know if the prayer book is true or not, but I'm praying for the family. I want to tell you that no sorrow on earth will ever get out here. It's strong when God take a love member, a sister, brother, husband, wife, child, that you can stand up and still praise him, because this is not just God business. And it's just important that you understand. Okay, Mary, you can go on and read.
You want me to read?
Your testimony being read.
I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for clothing me in my right mind. Because without him, I couldn't have made it, Bishop. Because the clock didn't wake me up this morning. God woke me up this morning. And he blessing me right now. He blessing me all the time. Blessing. My sister, she blessed me. And I thank God for everything that she did for me and what she be doing for me, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank God for everything. Everything, because I could have been in my grave right now, but he came forth for me to be here once again, Bishop. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to die down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that testimony, and thank you for what God is already doing for many of you. If you got a testimony this morning, just raise your hand. When you punch one on your phone, you can receive the testimony. I know that you got a testimony. I mean, that you got a word to share with God. Now, if you press one on your phone, and it'll come up that you got a testimony. I see some people got their hands up. But I want to tell you this morning, God is a God that never lost a case. And I want to tell you, whatever you need, God got what you need. I'm praying for Brother Dale Stan, Sister Gail. I took a picture of Sister Gail and Dale together. Everybody asked me, is that his wife? I don't know if they married or not. They might be married on the cover. But Gail and Dale, God bless both of y'all and all the whole family that came out. It was a great homegoing that we had for Purpose Span the Blues, man. And with people from all over. It was a man who started the first black radio station in Memphis, in Chicago, in Atlanta. Sometimes we forget the goal that we get. We so busy reaching at somebody else's stuff, we don't know what we got. I think the worst thing happened to black folks was immigration. Because once we left our business downtown, left our business in the hood, we went downtown. And the people downtown didn't want you down there. All they wanted was your money. And we find out now, after 10, 20 years later, that we have to have your own business, your own restaurant, your own car dealership, your own hotel, your own restaurant, your own cafe, your own center. Once you get your own, you can control that. Mark Garvey said it real soon. He said black power. And then Stokely Carmichael went down to Greenwood in a march. He said black power. He scared white folks and scared black folks, but they didn't understand what black power means. And black power means you control the destiny of your neighborhood and your life. You ain't got to go to the bank and borrow no money from white folks. You got money, black money, that you can buy a house and car. That's what black power means. Black lives, black lives. You know, they said Black life matter. No, black power matter. All lives matter. Not just black, all lives matter. But black power means that you're in the driver's seat. Now, right now in Chicago, we got a black mayor. Got a black state attorney. Got a black federal judge. So Chicago is really run by black folks right now. How long it's going to be, you know, that's one of the things. When you say power and you're talking about full anointing, if I say I got the power of God, that means the full anointing of God and the devil can't touch you. So then, if I was going to preach this morning, I'd talk about black power. I won't talk about so much the black power. I'll talk about the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of being healed, the power of being delivered, the power of breakthrough, the power of knowledge, the power of our young folks to stop the killing of Satan's babies. I'll talk about that because I think we're in a situation now. I think we're in a situation now where we have to deal with power, the power of love, with all the murder, stop the killing, save the babies. Lots of women being killed all across the country because we don't know how to play. I want to give you perspective this morning. But God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting power. Look at yourself in the mirror. Say, I got the power of my ancestors, number one. Number two, I got the power of the Almighty God. I can do anything but fail. There's no failure in your vibration. These are kids from Africa. These from South Africa. These little kids. They look like they've been attacked on women and children in America. Really in the black community. In the brown community. You gotta have more love. He got the whole world in his hands. That was the children from South Africa saying he got the whole world in his hands. And sometimes we got to know that we got the whole world in our hands. And we got to know how to deal with having the whole world in our hands. We have to know how to deal with having the whole world in our hands. When you don't know how to deal with the whole world in your hands, you got a problem. So you got to know. I'm going to pray for you. Every letter, every telephone call this morning, I want to pray. I want to pray this morning for a breakthrough in your life. And I want to pray this morning for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that's guiding us. Jesus is the center of all of our lives. I got to go to this scripture this morning, and I want to I'm praying for you, Sister Milka up in Minnesota, Sam Harris in Minnesota. I'm praying for you, Sister Freddie Taylor. God bless you, Fred. I know you lost your nephew, but I'm going to tell you, there's no sorrow. On earth and heaven cannot hear. I want to tell you, the family lost the young lady caused so much of violence and evil out here in the land. I just want to let you know that some of this stuff going on is directly from Satan. It's directly evil. Evil means even what, and I like to say Hitler because Putin is playing out of Hitler playbook. Murder, murder, murder. God, the universe, is not going to tolerate Putin staying in office. killing women and children and misplacing people. When you pray, pray for them that ain't got nowhere to stay. Pray for them that is senior citizen. Pray for them that got underlying health condition. And you can preach all you want to, but you got to be able to reach out and touch people right where they at. You know, some of these ministers, they want an airplane. It ain't up in the air, it's down here on the ground. To all of them, they got the plane, it's here on the ground. The work with boots on the ground, touching, healing, and delivering. Now, ask the question this morning, God, what is my assignment? Some of you ain't asked that question because you're scared of what God might tell you. And I'm going to ask the question this morning to you. Have you been assigned a mission? Have a mission? If God gave you assignment, what assignment? Mary, sisters, pray on. I want to tell you, those in doubt, God loves you this morning. With your alcohol problem, your drug problem, misplaced, he still loves you. I say I've answered you. I want to let you know that. Maybe you're confused this morning about your place in life. You're confused about what goes up, what comes down. I want to say, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he loves you. And even in the problem that you got, God's going to heal you, man. Woman, God's going to heal you. I'm praying for you, Brother Moses. Brother William, I'm praying for you. Brother Marie, I'm praying for you. Brother King, I'm praying for you. George, I'm praying for you. Brother David, I'm praying for you. He loves you. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. See, in the sanctified church, we holler, yes, Lord, to your will, to your way. I want to take time out this morning to let you know all is well. I want to take the time out this morning to let you know that I want to motivate you when you come on YouTube. Come on to whatever you, immediately you come on, God wants to touch you. Don't forget, the miracles of Jesus, you need this book in your library. And I got a new book I just wrote. It's called God to God, Man to Man. Seed to seed and face to face. Wrote it, I didn't type it and wrote it, just wrote it out. I want you to have it. I want to let you know this morning, I'm praying for you right now. Sister Sherry, Henrietta, I'm praying for you. Sam, I'm praying for you. Calvin, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Sister Jean, I'm praying for you this morning. Joe, all is well. And I want you to know that God is able to take you to another level. You know, with all that's going on, you tell somebody, set back for a comeback, I'm back. I know the COVID set you back, but you got to say, I've been set back for a comeback, I'm back. I'm singing better, I'm shouting better, I got better faith, my body is healed. I'm great because I'm back. I'm a great man. I'm a great woman. I'm the greatest. So God so loved the world, he gave me the power to tell you this morning, I'm great. And you tell somebody that I got the message. God has already gave me to the ancestors. Don't forget, This is the month for you to send calls, for you to make your mind up that you're going to move in the next level. Yes, you're waiting on somebody to love you. God loves you. I want to tell you this morning, every testimony is the word of God. And I want you to know, in the sanctified church around about now, the mother cried, yes, yes. I'm praying for you, Mother Francis, down there at Gill. I'm praying for you to ask for prayer, Mother Gibson. Dr. Gibson in Las Vegas, I'm praying for you. Mary Scott, I'm praying for you. Tanya Scott, I'm praying for you. Bright Star, I'm praying for you. Delta, I'm praying for you this morning. Wayne, I'm praying for you this morning. I want to tell you, the priest, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Donnie, it's going to be all right. I want to tell you, Bobby, it's going to be all right. I want to tell you, Eddie, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Louise, I just see a door opening up for you. Yes, Jesus loves me. I want to read something out of the miracles of Jesus this morning. There's something I want to read out of the miracles of Jesus. There's something I want to share with you out of the miracles of Jesus. I'm telling you, something I want to share with you out of the book of Jesus. And I want you to understand that what I got for you. And how to work for you. I want to share that with you this morning. And I see some hands up. I already got your text. I want to let you know. God is able.
Here she is singing a song that is probably.
God is able to give you what you want. So you have to let go and let God. God will do it and anything but fail. There's no failure in God, okay? You can't be God, okay? That's what they used to sing in the old revival. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. We started revival down south, back in the woods, out in the pasture. We sung the song, Jesus lifted me. And the mother, we just sang that, said, Jesus lifted me. And when they sung it, it was a blessing. Because they sung it, Jesus lifted me. And they would sometimes, they clean up the pasture and move the cow somewhere else. And we had chicks out in the field. You know, and some of you saying, well, what happened? Our ancestors built America. And you don't want to know that, but I'm just telling you what happened. Our ancestors built us, brought us from nowhere to somewhere. So this morning, as you know, sometimes you're so busy and you get upset and things don't go your way. And for God, don't make no mistake. Whatever God do, he do to build you up, to make you a better man, to make you a better woman. Sometimes we have to step back and let God take care of our business because we can't see what the way God is carrying us. And sometimes we're too busy pulling, we don't stop and say, wait a minute. God, what you want me to do? I see what can happen. Some people lost their house blow down, tornado blow down. One man said, well, as soon as I get the money, I'm going to build right back. If you buy the river, you know every year the river rises, what you going to build a house right back by the river? I mean, you crazy. You move away from the river because the river is going to overflow every year. Okay? Common sense would say, I'm not going to move up in the mountain where all the brush is. I'm going to move somewhere where it's safe. Okay? Now, well, God, no, stop putting things on God, Mother Nature's in, which is God. This morning, I want to say to you, all is well. And I told Brother Henry all is well. Brother Harris, I told him all is well. I want to tell you this morning as you come, just for 5 minutes, I want to share this with you. Some of you say, I'm at the dead end of the road. I don't know what to do and how to do. Bishop, where should I go? I heard that you carry everything to God in prayer. When you give things to God in prayer, he knows where you're at. And he knows your name. But when you carry things to him in prayer, it's going to be all right. But you got to carry things to him in prayer. Sometimes you don't want to do that because you caught up in what you're doing. You think, well, it's all right. What I'm doing is not all right. You got to let go. When you let God, God's going to open up the door for you. The door that's been healed, God's going to let it open up for you. You have lost your way, but it ain't your way. It's God's way. And when God gives you that direction, he's going to open the door for you. And when God gives it to you, you got to walk into it. You got to praise him, thank him, because he left you in order. He left you here to tell somebody all is well. He left you in the limelight where you can prophesy that God has brought you a mighty long way. Somebody know what I'm talking about. That you can't go no further without the help of the Almighty God. You can't do it by yourself. We got to do it with prayer and strength. And once we do it that way, God takes control of where we at and what we doing. Tell you this morning. You woke up, and they said, I woke up with a mind made up, with a mind stayed on God. And I think that's a good thing this morning, that you woke up knowing where you're going, knowing what you're supposed to do, knowing God have already blessed you, put you in a divine way. So I don't care what nobody said. God has already set you apart from everybody. God has told you. And I want to tell you, young lady, get your hand up. And I see what you text. I want to tell you, it's already done. Once you put it on there, it's done. Once you go to that level, it's done. Once you ask God for it, you ain't got to beg God. He's not retarded. When you ask him for it, he's going to get it done. Sometimes you got to be able to know that God have already heard your prayer. And when once you say it to God, you know what you do? Begin to thank him. And I wonder when my grandmother used to say something and begin to thank him and shout all over the church. And she was a prophet. And she shouted, thank you. And go sit in her rocking chair, and everything she done shouted about come about. Hello. So this morning, I want to share a scripture with you, might help you out, because you might be walking in the dark. You might not know your way. Your way might be clouded. And your way might be all cluttered because you haven't took a stand against evil. And you know, which is like you ain't took a stand of a walking in the anointing of God. Now, when you walk in the anointing of God, something happens for you. You ain't got to tell nobody. People can see it when you move. When a miracle comes to you, when the doctor says the cancer gone, doctor says the parking is gone, the mention is gone. It wasn't the doctor, it was God. You reach back on the word of God. I was asking somebody. They used to say, stretch out on God. And once you stretch out on God, it's a new thing happening. And some of you need to stretch out on God. When you stretch out on God, you're going to see something. But some of you know you got to stretch out on him. And once you stretch out on God, you're going to see something. So I'm going to stretch out on him. And some of us, I'm going to stretch out on him. And when I stretch out on him,
King of kings, the Lord of lords, creator of the universe, omnipotent one, how we praise you. Enable us, dear Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Let the anointing of your spirit be upon us. Anoint us to praise you. Anoint us to worship you. Bless us as we praise your name. Fill us again with your spirit. Fill us again with your power. Let the Holy Ghost rest upon us as we glorify your name today. Bless us as we praise you. We ask that you would teach us to pray as you taught your disciples to pray. He's a mighty God, and we come to give him praise. Come on, put those hands together, and thank everybody. Thank you.
What a mighty God we serve this morning. Don't you feel good this morning? A little cold. Somebody called and said, house caught on fire. Say, what a mighty God we serve. And I just want to say that to you this morning. God was just able to bring us up and out to the next level. And I want to tell you, I'm praying much for those that need prayer, those that want prayer. And I'm praying for you, Melaza, I'm praying for you. Also, Mother Hattie, I'm praying for you, Sister Hattie. I want you to know. I'm praying also for you, ask for prayer. I want to let you know. Jerry, I'm praying for you. Dwight, I'm praying for you also. And I want to let you know every telephone call is close to God. And when you get closer to God, things break open for you. Y'all ain't gonna send them, but God got a way. Open up doors. He got a way touching your life. When he got a way of touching your life, you got to get ready for him to open up that door for you. And I want to tell you this morning, it just seemed like things that it did. You know, I had about 3 calls this morning. One lady, she dreamed about a bomb in her house. She dreamed about people in the grave. And I was telling her, you're dreaming like a loss of death that's going on that you see it on the air. It's in the airwaves. And I told you, you're going to find out after this wall, you're going to find mass graves where people just throw them in the grave and cover them up. They got to dig them people up and place them. And this is evil. Hitler killed 6 million Jews. He did that before the world got on to him. How many people Putin going to have to kill before the world wake up and say, wait a minute, enough is enough? The Bible said that there will be wars and rumors of wars. And the Bible said we would destroy ourselves. What I'm saying to you, don't let one man sit in Russia and dictate murder all over the world. It ain't that kind of party. So what I'm saying to you, well, it don't harm me. Yes, it do. You're picking up vibe. You're picking up vibration. You pick up astral travel, people dying. Last thing on their breath, the last thing on their mind is to be saved. Mother Earth is looking at that. The ancestors are looking at it. And all the gods are looking at that. And he empowered us to be able to turn the stuff around. God empowered us to turn things around and to stand tall. Because they only sleep when they got to come back. St. John 11, verse 1 and 4. Lazarus had been dead because Jesus was in the revival. To show me where he at. He been dead for 3 days. Some of your minds are dead for 3 days. Some of you have your mind been blocked and trapped. So you just like a dead man, a dead woman. You have no life. And you can't stop the drugs, the dope, the alcohol. You can't stop it because you're dead to it. You know, I got a call this morning about 4 o'clock. He was telling me about a young man. They found him OD, full of drugs. This man 40 years old, what are you doing with drugs? It's like this. If you play that game, you're going to get caught in it. So I'm just saying that to you this morning. Lazarus, they said, Jesus, if you had been there, our brother, Mary Martha, our brother wouldn't have died. And Jesus said, he only sleeping. Where he at? And I want to say this morning, wake up to the reality that God is God. Wake up to the reality that the God of the universe has instilled in you the God qualities. He has instilled in you the power to heal, the power to resurrect, the power to bring people out of the grave. They're in the grave of alcohol, in the grave of dope, they're in the grave of jealousy, they're in the grave of fight. God has given you the power to say, come out, the homosexual. Come out of things not like God. Romans 1 and 26, God, I gave them over to reprobate man. You got to say, come out. It's time to be saved. It's time for us to be right now to come together in unity. It's time for human beings all over the world to stand up and be God conscious, conscious to what God's going to do. Because God got your name, God know where you're at, and God want to work in your behalf. Father God, we come at this hour. Bless every man, everyone. Somebody needs a financial blessing this morning. Somebody needs to know that they can stop. Let me put the word stop now. Somebody needs to know I can be resurrected now. Now I'm here. Now I'm resurrected. Now I got joy. Now I got love. Now I got heaven. Now, Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. God, we know that you got a name. You got a book with our name in it. You got a book that you said to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, just open your mouth. I speak to you. And in Jeremiah 1 and 5, when you get it, he said, Jeremiah, I know all about you before your mom and daddy know. I know. I brought and put you there to be a prophet to the nation, be a prophet or prophecy to the nation, woman or man. I put you there for to be the love king. I put you there to be the joy king. I put you there to be the king to fight all evil. Fret not thyself of evildoers. They'll soon be cut down. And you got to say, I'm claiming my financial. Somebody this morning, I'm going to tell you, I'm speaking to you. The money, God's going to turn the money back to you. Somebody know what I'm talking about. It went away, but God's going to make sure that what the devil told you, he's going to get back to you. He's going to get back to you. He's going to get back to you 100-fold. Okay? He's going to get to you. Well, I want you to claim it. That right now, I claim my financial blessing. It looked like the devil took it, but I'm going to get it back. All that the devil stole, your mind, your body, your money, your silver, your gold, God going to restore. Devil, lose your hope of the finance. Lose your hope of their mind. Heal and deliver right now. Yes. I'm asking God to touch you because he knows. Got your book. Grandma says your name is wrote in heaven. That big book. So you got to watch what you do, where you go. I decree that financial blessing. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Right now. Joy. Take that sadness off of you. He already know what you want, what you need. He already know. God bless you. I'm praying for you, Sister Ralph. Pearl, I'm praying for you. You've been busy. Lisa, I'm praying for you and Joe. I want to tell you, Milton, I'm praying for you. Henrietta, for you. Joanne, for you this morning. I'm praying for all the families that lost loved ones. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I want to tell you, this week is going to be a week of success. This week, good news. God is going to do that for you. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. St. John 11, verse 1 and 44. Come alive. Come forth. I want to resurrect the God in you. I want to resurrect the power of the Holy Ghost in your name right now for your mama, your sister, your brother, and the ancestors. You can't do it. Let God do it. Exodus 14:14, he said, send back. And when God says send back, you begin to praise him. Thank you, thank you. You thank him because he says stand back. I'm going to do it. I'm going to part the sea. I'm going to part the flame. I'm going to move the floods and the storms and the tornadoes. I'm going to move the tidal waves. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring peace to the wind, to the water. I'm going to bring peace to the tsunamis that come in. So you have to pour out all body, mind, soul to God. Praise God.
So now pour out my heart to you. Oh, yeah.
Glory. The miracle of Jesus.